NATO meeting marking 70 years of the Transatlantic Military Alliance. Leaders have big topics to discuss, including space and China. But there are rifts within the group, including over Turkey's recent purchase of Russian military hardware.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. An investigation continues into a shooting at a suburban Milwaukee high school this morning. A student was shot by a school resource officer. Police say the student refused to put down a gun while aiming the weapon at the officer at Waukesha South High shortly before noon. A sell-off on Wall Street with renewed trade concerns and weak manufacturing numbers. The Dow down 268 points, the S&P falling 27, the NASDAQ ending the day 97 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the recession.
Jerks. And now this.
Green beans are rotten, there's fuzz on the stuffing. Pie I'd forgotten, smelly and disgusting. Turkey in Tupperware without a lid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. Moldy potatoes and cornbread in foil. Green bean casserole has totally spoiled. The macaroni and cheese is rancid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. A putrid pie, the turkey stinks. Stuffing didn't last. I've gotta throw out all the food in my fridge. Our Thanksgiving meal's gone bad.
I should have brought some of the stuff I made for our Thanksgiving, and we still have a few leftovers.
Ooh, I like just food.
It was kind of neat. I had my friends, Mary and Robert Barnes, who I actually, you know how I met them? This is strange. When Roz and I got married, March 4th, 2014, you can't screw that date up on the air. You know how it is with burglars. They look for funerals, weddings, know when a house might be. There's a good chance that house will be empty. So I asked the Swami, is there somebody you know? And she suggested a couple that they knew. And that was them. So I met them on our wedding day. And we've been great friends ever since. They're just wonderful people. So, and then we all kind of contributed something. And we took, Roz gets a turkey. We took it to Pepper Tree. They deep fried it and carved it. It was great because they picked it up Wednesday. Just put it in the oven for a little while. Let it warm up. And it was still moist and still good. And my candied yams were excellent.
I'm sure they were.
Candy yams are like a chili or anything you make from... I made spaghetti sauce yesterday. Ooh. You got to tweak it. There's a secret ingredient for spaghetti sauce that's a game changer if you use just enough brown sugar.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's our cooking tip of the day as we go to Gene, who was wasted patiently on the... Are my eyes level? Am I having a stroke?
No.
Okay. Hi, Jim.
Greg.
Yes.
Greg, I just wanted to compliment you on your partner, Rosie. She's the best partner you've had since...
Since Joey.
Joey.
Thank you, Gene.
No,
that's a compliment.
I was talking to the boss about Rosie.
I have called and tormented her about getting you to play substitute teacher.
Ooh. I usually do.
Yeah. But I just wanted to tell you how patient and just wonderful person that she is.
She is.
I agree.
Yeah, nobody has to sell me on that. And I'll tell you what, it's not just a call like this. I bump into people all the time in the real world, and everybody has something nice to say about Rosie.
There's nothing you can't say that's not nice.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Things. You just don't know them. Thanks, Gene.
The new Boom magazine is out.
Yes.
Did you finish that?
Yes.
No, I am. I started laughing and then... Because it was
perusing.
Serious, it was good, and then I get to a paragraph and it's all of a sudden it's like, boom.
That's a nice cover.
It is. Very nice.
It's called Lights, Action, Christmas, and it's kind of a look back at the way parents can just whip out a phone and record all the Christmas magic. But when I was a kid and my dad did it, same thing with Rich.
Yeah.
We had such parallel. We even got that Magnavox tape recorder. We both got
this?
That. Yes, we both got that for Christmas, I think the same year.
Wow, what is F-stop?
No, that's a camera. Magnavox tape, reel to reel. Hold the bag. I can't see it through that fuzz. No, turn the page.
Oh, that?
That, reel to reel.
Wow.
That was the first time I heard my own voice on tape.
That's nuts.
That's when you decided?
No.
No?
I just, but that, I was interested in stuff like that. That's how you get somewhere. You know, I wanted, everything was all about that next step.
I remember the light bars and those 8mm cameras. Oh,
really?
My God.
We turned the corner. We were trapped in a parental detention center.
Exactly.
Until Dad gave the signal downstairs that the light bar was hot enough to require us to put on an SPF 50 before we came downstairs.
Cook eggs.
And to dilate our pupils to the size of pinpricks. So,
what's this light bar you talk about?
You put it on the camera to illuminate.
Oh,
and it was for like 500 watt bulbs. We're talking about Chicago winter, so it's, you know, heated upstairs, but the living room is about 300 degrees
because they're hot.
Gave off so much heat.
Yes,
we should do a day of Christmas memories.
Yes, yes, Greg.
But the point is, my dad put such love into that. He did. He wanted, because the thing is, I talk about boomers. We are a demographic. The greatest generation was an earned honor. They did everything. They got through a depression. Then they got right into a war. Everybody made sacrifices during that. You know, I can't imagine us today, especially with certain younger demographics that are so spoiled, have no idea what it would be like to ration gas, sugar, butter, meat. You eat potatoes 6 days a week. They did that. And then they won the war, came back, started families. So the whole point was the greatest generation did something else very well, Christmas. Do you remember glass wax?
Yes.
Decals. Mm-hmm. Just to bug my mind. Can we put glass wax on the windows, Ma, that say Merry Christmas and candles and things? Well, no, Gregory Benjamin, because it's hard to get that stuff off the window.
Do you remember the snow?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it in a can like it is now?
Yeah, well,
it's the snow in the can is better today than it originally was. It's more like white spray paint that was chunky.
Yeah.
And that was hard to get off.
Yeah.
In fact, if you put it on a window where the sun came through, you may as well buy a new window, because scraping it off would leave marks.
Yeah. One thing I miss about up north was the snow. And one Christmas, I got a sled that was a saucer. And it was Ninja Turtles. And you get on that sucker, and you just go. And you couldn't stop. And it was a circle. So you just spin. Just going down a hill, spinning around in circles. Oh.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, and then I hit a tree.
As we were saying.
Yes.
Christmas
memories.
Tomorrow morning, temperatures are going to be down in the 20s. Rich's updated forecast will be here in a second. Families that choose Clarks to protect them, more than likely, they won't have any problem with their heating system because they've already had Clarks out to have it tuned and get ready for the winter. But in the event something goes wrong, when you're a Clarks Club member, you get urgent care service, because whether it's a hot day in summer or a brutally cold morning in the winter, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the next day or the day after. You want to hear now. And that's a word that Clarks practices with great precision. When you're a member and you put your family's comfort in their capable hands, they got the best HVAC technicians and plumbers. In a plumbing emergency, they're on the way. They've done that for me at least twice when I was in the middle of great floods. And then the AC unit this summer with $500 electric bills. Clark's to the rescue. You're not going to find better or amenable people to work with. They're just fantastic. And I'm proud to have them as sponsors on the show. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. We are still looking for a couple of folks who would like, how many spaces do we have left?
We have a couple.
All right. If you want to join us at the pizza place tomorrow from 6 to 7, you'll eat incredible pizza. And it's our focus group. We want to get your input and so forth. Things like Rosie is a great partner. The best one since Joey.
Ooh. Mm. You got better hair, too.
Stuff like that. Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's windy outside.
Your opinion matters to us. We already know you're the smartest people in town because we think alike for the most part. Here's William B.
Yeah, I agree. Rosie is great. I love Rosie. He's really something else.
Love you too, okay. William B.
William, you looked really good in those flannel pajamas on that step.
I didn't see that.
Family picture of him and his wife on the front porch in his little red and black flannel pajamas.
Thanksgiving picture.
Oh,
but wait, who else was there with us?
Faith and Hope?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're so cute.
Was it a Christmas picture?
Here he is. Wait a minute. This is Mr. Manly Man on the phone here, right? And I think I'm a pretty man. What are we exchanging last night? Oh, where do you see the picture of this Yorkie flying in its car? And oh, my God, I love those Christmas outfits on Faith and Hope.
Yeah, so
I teased him last night. I said, I'm glad you didn't have a dog name change, because then you, whoa, Hope Change!
Yeah, I think I sent you the one Seth's talking about. It's on my Facebook page, but I think I sent it to you in Messenger just a little while ago. Yeah, sitting on the front steps, we all got our matching red flannel pajamas. You know,
hang on, I got it. Actually, we have a few years ago, Mrs. Ritterbuttle got us all red flannel shirts, and they look kind of cool.
I like them.
Yeah.
I mean, we look like the Osmonds, but, you know, what's wrong with that? I think here it is. I'm getting ready to look at this. This is going to be a benchmark moment
in
this
season. Aww.
It's still
Facebook. We got a flash of it. Oh,
look at that first smile.
The dogs.
Oh, how cute.
And Mr. and Mrs. B.
Oh.
That is. That's one reason why I love you, man, because you are you, and that's very cool. I think that's incredibly cool.
It is.
Well, I have to give credit to my wife. It was her idea to get the girls' pajamas and ours to match.
Isn't marriage easy when you do everything you're told?
I heard. That's all you got
to
do.
Yeah, you know, the two words. Yes, dear.
Yes. I heard it was, I'm sorry, I love you, what do I have to do to fix it?
Yes. Well, that's good, too.
And what was I thinking?
You weren't. I love that picture. I love that picture. Thank you.
That is so cute.
That's like a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, I wanted to ask you on your morning show. You mentioned sometimes this crime in your neighborhood. This thing.
Yes. When we're talking about applied security, the service is called MySpotCrime.com. I think. Hang on.
And that's just through the security company. Or is it a website?
I mention it because it gives you reason to think maybe are we doing enough to secure the property. But hang on one second here while I pull it up so I can give you the web. It's very easy to sign up for, and you can decide what parameters, how far away do you want the crimes.
Right.
Because there's a lot more that, let's see, personalized spot crime. Let me pull it up in a web browser so I know the specific email. Spotcrime.com. Go to spotcrime.com and you can sign up for that. You get emails every few days.
Okay, I'll check that out. That's just would be kind of interesting to keep up with what's going around the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the photo.
Hey, y'all have a good one, man. We'll see you later.
Thanks.
Right. Were you listening this morning?
Mm-hmm.
I invented a new word for Montgomery Paint and Body. Carnage.
Yes, carnage.
Ah, you're funny and I'm slow.
No. No, I think the Monday after Thanksgiving, everybody's a little...
I thought it was a brand new word, but it's a word that's applicable to
that's
them.
That's exactly right.
Yes. They fix it.
Now, Donnie, if history repeats, I should be bringing this new used Rogan in a couple of weeks.
No.
Because I had the other one, I think, a few days when I hit the first mailbox.
The first mailbox?
Yeah. Mm. I hit two.
We're going to believe better things about this one, Greg.
This one probably has the it eye does. All
it
way
has,
around.
It has the above camera, the side cameras.
360 degrees.
Yeah. It it has a rear view mirror.
Too sure is ugly.
That's a smart aleck. But I don't want that to be the case. I mean, we don't want anybody to have an accident. Neither do Donnie and Brandon Turner. They don't like bad things to happen to good people. But if they do, you know how that is. That sickening feeling after the crunch. You check. Everybody okay? Who's going to fix the car? That is the biggest no-brain decision in the River Region. You take it to Montgomery Paint and Body where you know, based on their ethics and 3.5 decades of proving it time after time after time, your car will look as good as new, maybe better, no doubt. A rollout moment after the repair is complete that will absolutely drop your jaw and leave you breathless. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that why you pay the premiums to get that kind of result? Their number is 27-RECK-WITH-A-W, MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Funeral services were held today for late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Law enforcement officials and state officials from across Alabama attended the service at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty a little more than a week ago in Hainville. He'll be laid to rest in McQueen Cemetery in Lowndesboro. Governor Ivey ordered flags to be flown at half staff in memory of Williams. Community leaders marked the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the now infamous city bus in 1955. The ceremony coincided with the anniversary of Parks' December 1st, 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Only 23 days to Christmas. Finding perfect gifts is hard. Buying everything on credit is maxing out your card.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. We are busy on the boulevard all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway is doing a lot of business from downtown outbound. I-65 and 85, we got heavy traffic all the way through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. Please be cautious down there. One wrong move and one tiny accident can cause a major backup this afternoon. As of right now, we have no accidents to report. That's a good thing. Keep it right here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Shopping for gifts can be frustrating, especially when the person you're looking for can be a real jackass. This year, get them something more fitting, like a pile of cat or my favorite, a firm, well-placed kick in the crotch berries. Not only will you be giving them what they deserve, but my gut tells me you'll never have to shop for them again. Happy holidays!
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Have you been outside?
I'm freezing my bag ass off.
Yeah, me too. As the sun starts going lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
This is so stupid.
You gotta have
you guys suck.
If you wanna be with me.
Hi-oh!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What a dumbass.
You gotta have
some. Shave those maracas.
If you wanna be with me.
Well, you better take a look at this radar. What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wang. I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
He's a tool.
It's too cold for me.
What are you being such a weenie for?
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Let's get nuts! Who's your dad?
It's too low to see.
That is great radio.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Well, what do you know? I've got an admirer.
That was funny.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
Yummy!
And I'm not stopping.
I kill you!
Believe you me.
It's nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No!
In the war of poverty, yeah.
You dumb girl.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
This town needs an enema.
Ain't it awful?
Oh, cheats and liars.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
It's coming right at us.
Stop scratching your... Tell me where it is.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me,
snap out of it.
Nothing.
Was that your tongue?
It's unbelievable. If you want to be
with me. Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Yeah.
You on drugs?
Yeah.
A double strike at the end.
Nobody knew.
From being almost, I did. I have to live with that. It makes you want to.
That's me.
So I'll wait for the judges to render their verdicts.
In the meantime, I have a traffic report.
Oh. One of those.
Yes.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Listener just called at the intersection of the Chantilly Parkway and the East Chase Parkway. There is a wrecking ball in the roadway obstructing traffic.
A what? Wrecking
a
ball?
A wrecking ball. Police are on the scene.
How does a wrecking ball?
Well, what? You know, I've seen a big crane over there.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, so it may be that they were working on some sort of construction.
Let me just grab this. Hey there. You're on the radio.
Tommy, hey, Greg.
Yes.
Hey, I just sent you a Facebook private message with an NBC article about this terror suspect that stabbed somebody in London on London Bridge. Did you hear that story yet?
Yeah, that he had been previously jailed for terror and they let him out.
Like, and do you know why he was on the London Bridge?
I'm sure it wasn't to hold it up because it was falling down. Why was he there?
He was there attending a conference that the liberals had put on to rehabilitate.
That's right.
People. And yeah. The person that broke it up was actually a convicted murderer attending the same event.
This is our future here. If we don't put an end to this stuff fast, that's what the left wants. They've got it in London. They've got all these immigrants that they are imprisoned with political correctness to deal with the way they should be dealt with. They're painted into a corner. That jack hole mayor, I don't want to call him a jack off in front of Rosie.
Well, and the best thing
he's
was,
holding up a sign saying, immigrants welcome. Screw you, you little turd. They're not welcome. They don't want to assimilate. They want to take over. They want you to submit. And you know it, you little piece of turd.
Well, the best part was, is one of the politicians over there said, looks like we need to revisit this whole program. And it's like, revisit?
Revisit.
What are you talking about?
Revisit.
Keep up the good work, Greg.
I'm sure the families of the victims really appreciate that. Yeah, that wasn't the only one. See, they've got gun control over there. But they still got knives.
You still stab somebody.
And if people want to do harm, as we learned here so horribly on 9/11... they'll find a way to inflict it, no matter what the laws are. Get real about what those people are out to accomplish. They are ruining Sweden. They have gone there by the thousands, ruined little towns, imposed their, got these no-go zones and all that. They want Sharia law. It's not going to work. Multiculturalism is a failure. Multiculturalism happened here in this country the right way. People were so glad to be here in America. They kept, I saw this in Chicago. I knew a lot of Polish families. And the moms and dads and grandparents would often speak Polish, but they learned English. And they wanted to be here. And they wanted to fit in. So we were a melting pot. But this crap that you can plant all these different flags and have an allegiance to those flags, especially over our American flag, is total crap. And we got a president that has told the truth about that. The media lies, just one lie after another about these kind of acts and the damage they do. And I just don't get it. I mean, you're going to get people killed with your naivete.
You're right about that.
Merry Christmas. All right. We still have room for a couple of folks at the pizza place tomorrow night, 6 to 7, free pizza and camaraderie. And every single one of these events we've had at the pizza place has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to come? You going to bring your little girl?
Sure.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah.
No, most definitely, man. I'll go. Why not? And I'll be there Wednesday, too.
At Bomb Hours.
Right.
I got to see your mom.
Hey, what'd you think, man? Ain't she cool?
Yeah, I was just exiting, though. I didn't get a chance to talk to her and ask her a lot of nosy questions about you.
She is awesome. If it wasn't for her, I'd be ugly and boring. And I want to know more about why Miley Cyrus parked her car in Chantilly. You know?
Oh, the wrecking ball?
Ah.
I know. I wish I had a parody for that.
You do. You got the turkey one.
We'll get right back to the phone. We need 2 minutes here, folks.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Montgomery Eye Physicians. This holiday season, add the gift of sight to your wish list. Whether you're seeking a custom cataract procedure, LASIK, or other vision correction surgical options, Montgomery Eye Physicians is here to help you and your loved ones see life clearly. At Montgomery Eye, you're going to be working with local board-certified surgeons using the latest medical technology and techniques to provide the highest level of care. Hey, if you have a Flex spending account, check out the Flex calculator on their website to find out how much you could save on elective vision procedures. For more information, call their office or visit them online, 271-3804. 271-3804 or online MEP.com. From lenses to LASIK and all that's between, happy holidays to you from the Montgomery Eye Team. 271-3804.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off, and save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub, and right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
Dashing to Boot Barn to get Ariat Christmas gifts. Ariat boots for him and her. It's the first gift on their list. $20 off select Ariat boots. What fun it is to unwrap the West. Visit Boot Barn tonight.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
One of MWACV. It's 4:35 already. Greg, Rosie, and Seth Spotlow. You know, Facebook, when you go to Messenger, I don't know how this works. Apparently people that you don't have a connection with or they send their messages to message requests.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is, I went there today and there were a ton of messages from people 2-3 weeks ago. I don't see those.
If you're not friends with them, it goes to that.
But how do you pull that up? I spent at least half an hour this afternoon trying to catch up with folks like the delightful Anne-Marie Gager. and Naomi Bigelow and Tommy DeLuce and who else?
And there's also a spam folder pretty close to that.
There was one shocker in there from a kid named Matt Joseph. Not kid, he's a grown adult, but he was a kid when I knew him because his dad was one of my best friends and he died of a heart attack at 45. He was an incredibly successful chiropractor and one of the most lovable people. His funeral, there were over 1,000 people in the synagogue.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. I found that out. I got a call while I was on the air from somebody saying, hey, I just thought you should know that Scott Joseph passed away. I said, what? I just played golf with him a few days ago. Yeah. It just... So I sent his son a note thanking him for the friend request and to remind him that his dad was just one of my all-time favorite people. But I hate that stuff is stuck there if you don't get a... Because Facebook doesn't notify, hey, you have... what do they call that again? The...
friend request?
Message request.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they just put them all in Messenger?
Oh,
there's nothing in there that's scary or frightening. Here's Jim.
Got a friend that actually lives in England, and he's from England, but he's over here right now. But he's goes back to England tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have a knife over 3 inches with a point. The blade has to look like a butter knife. Can't be sharp or anything like so.
You can't even, you know, you can't have a steak knife in England. Are you serious?
That's what he says.
Wow.
Now they call them shivs.
That's insane.
Yes, it is.
They
but
have
you
totally,
cannot own a knife.
They have totally caved in over there. That's so sad. You think Churchill would have put up with this crap?
I doubt it.
No, I don't think so either.
Anyway, but when you was talking about everything else, I thought you'd not like to know about the knife. That was just, he said, in London, you can't, that's it. He said, you can't have anything over there.
Well, they're in the process of being overpopulated and becoming second-class citizens. I mean, most of the cities there, the mayor's name is Mohammed. What else do you want to know?
That's what happens.
I've been trying to get him to move over here, and he can't. They will not let him move. He can't come over here as a he has 80 employees, like in the United States and in England, but they won't let him come over because they won't let him give him. He's got a green card to come over and work, but he cannot come over and move here.
Wow.
That's something.
There'll be another generation of pilgrims from England that'll come here to escape persecution. I'm telling you, that's what's in the cards if they don't take back their country. Thanks for the call.
I can't believe they did that in the first place. Let all those immigrants in. Just killed it.
And once again, over the weekend, we got to have a few celebrities and a few other miserable a-holes. It's Thanksgiving, the day that celebrates genocide. Will you please?
It's going to happen one way or another.
Will you please stop it? Will you please stop with the I hate Thanksgiving? You know what you really hate? You hate yourself. You're an angry, miserable human being. And you hate everything. You hate Thanksgiving. You hate Christmas. You hate it when other people are happy because you're a miserable bastard.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere this afternoon. Every one of the major arteries out of Montgomery, a lot of traffic on it. Please be careful. A minor accident this time of the afternoon can cause a major backup. Leave stopping distance between you and the person in front of you. Buckle up and please don't text and drive. Let's be safe out there, all right? No accidents to report at this time. Toyota-thon going on now at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick stop here to thank Don and Mitch Duncan. You know, they make the football season fun with our predict-a-thons. Saturday night's game, the predict-a-thon was basically finished by halftime. Even, 5-6 minutes before halftime, most of the predictions were for a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
So I went and counted, and about 90% of over 200 predictions were no good by well before the half.
Did anybody get it?
No.
Oh.
No. So we're going to come up with an idea that we haven't thought of yet and fix that. All right, let's say hi to Ken. How are you?
Hey, going along with that, the whole incident on London Bridge, did you read how the guy stopped him with a Norwalk tusk?
Yes, I did. You know,
because knives are banned, he has a Norwalk tusk. I mean, how insane is this?
The thing is, they have had all these things imposed on them over there, and they have not fought back. And they don't understand. They are being pushed towards slavery. I am not exaggerating. Churchill,
if they ban knives here in the South, it'll be deer. We'll have deer racks.
Churchill has got to be spitting in his grave like an engine turbine, because he fought off and rallied the people to fight off an invader, Hitler, who easily had the means to overrun that country and force them to submit. And they found a way to protect their homeland. They're not doing it now, and they better get
there. And they're just giving it up.
Yeah, they're giving it up, and it's so sad to see that.
Thank God he's not around nowadays.
I've hopped the pond a few times.
Actually, if Churchill were around now, he would have sent their asses back to where they came from. He would have never been in the EU. And Britain would have maintained its sovereignty. That's why this is happening. All these stupid, politically correct countries. Now we're going to have immigration, open borders for people that are... Well, you see what you got. You've got major issues in Sweden, Switzerland, Holland, Amsterdam specifically, where it's just out of control. France! France is even worse than England is right now. Criminal element. I got to run. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate it. Heath.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good.
I had a question for you off topic. Is that Miss Rosie Brock that you have in the studio with
it
you?
It is.
Yes.
The only.
She is a sweetheart, and I absolutely love her.
We all do.
Miss Rosie, this is Heath Stone.
Hey, Heath.
When I heard your voice, I thought, that's Rosie Brock.
Yeah, it is.
How do you guys know each other?
He's the photographer.
I've known Heath since he was a very young man.
Yeah, back in youth group at churches.
Yes.
I'm sorry I didn't make the connection, Heath.
It's all right.
I just wanted to call and
tell you guys I love you. And now that you've got that, got Miss Rosie on there. My goodness, I don't know how you lucked out and did that.
I'm a lucky guy.
He's blessed.
I am.
I'm saying. Well, love y'all. I hope y'all are doing good, and we'll talk at you later.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
You know why?
God loves you.
He does.
Hello,
yes,
this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Funeral services were held today for late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams. Law enforcement officials and state officials from across Alabama attended the service at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty a little more than a week ago in Hainville. He'll be laid to rest in McQueen Cemetery in Lowndesboro. Governor Ivey ordered flags to be flown at half staff in memory of Williams. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the now infamous city bus in 1955. The ceremony coincided with the anniversary of Parks' December 1st, 1955 arrest for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man. Her arrest sparked the Montgomery bus boycott, a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early December gut check continues. We're headed for the first sub-freezing night in a while. Overnight low temperature tonight with mostly clear skies, down to about 28. Then for tomorrow, look for another way below normal day, but sunshine, high around 55. We'll be in the low 30s tomorrow night. Then recovery begins on Wednesday with a high in the lower 60s. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. More rain coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street stocks notching their worst performance since mid-October following a disappointing manufacturing sector report and new trade worries. U.S. manufacturing output deteriorating for the fourth consecutive month in November, damaged by trade conflicts and a weakening global economy as new order volumes slid back to around their lowest level since 2012. With the Dow falling 268 points, the Nasdaq down 97, S&P 500 down 27. Not a lot of buying on Wall Street, but lots of buying online on this Cyber Monday, with sales for the online shopping event expected to hit close to $9.5 billion, according to estimates from Adobe Analytics. Much of the shopping is happening on people's phones, and digital sales this year are also likely to get a big boost from orders through social media platforms like YouTube, WeChat, Instagram, and Facebook. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. And a little note on the Mariah Carey Christmas song, which I think... Oh, you moved over there. What are you doing?
I was fixing the...
Fixing the jacks.
It was broke?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dan's been yelling about it for like a week.
Well...
Better not.
You know the deal here.
How are you with primitive radio equipment?
Good enough that I fixed it.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live on my brand new Marconi microphone. The Mariah Carey song, which I believe is like one of the best-selling singles in history in total number of units sold or downloaded. Yet they did a poll in the UK, and it's the most hated Christmas song there.
I wonder what their favorite is.
That's funny, because isn't that the place where she gets $485,000 annually from sales?
On that song
yes.
alone.
Oh.
On that song alone.
For somebody who
but
hates it.
You know, that's the thing. I have seen this my entire career. I hate that song. When when FM first became a thing, for those who are like Seth and didn't know that it took a long time for FM to catch on. Because we were listening to the AM radio. That's where all the top 40 music is being played. And a long time ago, there was like a law that FM stations could only play classical music. And that was true to a large extent.
Really?
Because nobody had the vision to see what the medium could become. When FM finally started playing not only, not all top 40, just the cool stuff. You wouldn't hear bubblegum music and any of that. No Jackson 5. But you would hear the Eagles and Doobies, and then, hey, you know, there's more good music on this album. Let's play that, too. And they didn't want the just disc jockeys, you know, to talk at the listener like I am talking at you right now.
They wanted a big smile.
Communicators. Oh. You're in my living room. Did you like that Doobies album? That song is incredible. Let's do some more a little bit later this afternoon. Cold outside.
You're the man.
Benchmark moment in my on-air career. At the very beginning, you had a great general manager, Roger Turnbow, who passed away at a very young age. Brain cancer, horrible. But a real visionary at that time in the business. And he said, look at it this way. Whenever you're going to convey any content to the audience, use this paradigm. And here it was. If somebody comes up to you on the street and says, do you know what the weather's going to be today? You know, go partly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And, well, I think it's going to rain. Or, it's probably going to rain, be a little cloudy. So tell the weather to your friend over the radio. When it's time to do it, because we did everything, you know, the weather, news, all that.
I was telling Rosie a story a minute ago. I've been doing this for like 2 years, and I'm tone deaf. And I'm not a jock because I can't. It gets monotone. So I was telling somebody a story about that, and I finally, for the first time, I heard it. I heard the way that I've been doing the jock deal. It was very monotone. And then I quit doing that, and I started talking to him, and everything totally changed. Mm-hmm. And I finally heard it. Mm-hmm. It only took 2 years. But thank you.
Everybody in this business is a work in progress, and the day you think you know everything is the day your career starts to die. So I try to remain ignorant at some level, so there's always something I can learn so I can stay in play because I can't afford to be booted out the door.
Hey, I'm good at playing dumb, so we're cool.
Man, there's like nobody. There's like one or two people that were my peers in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s in Florida that are still there. They're ones a flight. I mean, people that had really long careers. 30 years.
Why do you think that is?
Because... all the stations down there are owned by giant corporations who can give a rat's ass about the community, the people, the relationships, the station built on a very personal level. That's what makes you succeed, is to connect with people.
Exactly.
And the people I'm talking about were good. And but this big company comes in and says, well, we could get somebody to do this for a third of what you're making.
They
do what? Invest all this time to get to know people, to build up social media, all this stuff. That's why this company, Blue Water Broadcasting, this station, is a real blessing. At times, you may find me annoying, but I don't have somebody breathing down my neck. It's, and you know, you talk about, you know what, I have to continue this next hour, because we're out of time. It's already 5 o'clock, for crying out loud.
I'll remind you.
Yeah. It'll be like after 5:20, because we have Brand coming on. We'll find out why we had such a crap day on the market. 457, your CBD store was busy on Black Friday and Saturday. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the plaza right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs. They carry the SunMed product line. And these are real solutions. We've had, I don't know whether it's because he's a little too chubby for his own good, but Briscoe's been pulling muscles and, you know, walking with a little bit of a limp and stuff. And the CBD dog treats fix him right up. And he sleeps, so that muscle has a chance to heal. It's not a high, and it doesn't knock him out, doesn't make him loopy. It just works. Does the same thing for people. They have CBD topical creams for pain, CBD pills, tablets, oil drops, whatever it is you want to do that will solve any array of problems. My suggestion is, if you're looking for real state-of-the-art solutions, these products finally made legal.
And only SunMed, not that crap at the gas station.
No, do not buy gas station CBD products.
Crap at the gas station.
That's not what you want. The real deal. Get the SunMed products from your CBD store. Marissa and Laurie are there to answer your questions, to guide you to the right products, and they're really terrific. So stop by and see them again Monday through Saturday. Your CBD store, 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, again, just to the west of the Renfro's Adams Drugs location off Chantilly Parkway.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing high volumes of traffic everywhere, especially on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We are just beginning to see a little bit of a slowdown in the merge from 85 to 65 northbound. 65 northbound out of Montgomery is bumper to bumper all the way to Cobbs Ford Road. Please be careful. One little accident can cause a major slowdown in traffic like this. The boulevard is busy. Taylor Road, Highway 231, Troy.